I call this meeting to order for the Committee on Oversight for the Senate of the Associated Students in Age Succession on Friday, September 7, 2018 at 5:02 p.m. Moving into agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Alvarez?
Present.
Senator Collins?
Present.
Senator Pyle?
Present.
Senator Grant?
Present.
Senator Keyes?
Tardy excused.
Speaker Martinez?
Present.
Senator Mata?
Present.
Senator McKinney?
Present.
Ramesh present.
Thank you. We'll move into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll move straight down into reports since the minutes are not here. Reports 5A, Secretary of the Senate, Andrea Godoy.
No report. We have 5 new secretaries that we just hired. They're being trained tomorrow. Don't scare them off, please. They're all so cute, though. They're very good. You'll love them.
Yeah, they're very good. So if you can give them any, like, you know, tips or like reassurance or things of
But please just be patient. The first couple of meetings are always really overwhelming. I know after my first meeting, I'm like, I think I want to pick this.
Yeah. So even guiding them like to the office areas and showing them around would be very helpful. So being like, hey, let me show you around the offices. So just keep that in mind. Moving into agenda item C, since Savannah's not here, Chair for me on academics. Oh, sorry, Mika.
I was wondering, when do we know who's, will they contact us for committees?
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna have a training tomorrow, then Tuesday, every other Tuesday, we have a weekly, bi-weekly secretary meeting, Tuesdays at 5. So we're all gonna gather in the office, we'll get to look at the list of times and look at the ones that they want. And then from there, I'll probably just announce it at Senate next day.
Thank you.
And of course, if they want to get in contact before then, I'll give them that their information, your guys' information.
Any further questions? Senator Mata.
So, on the agenda for the next meeting, it says the resignation of John Mifflin. What happens to my committee since we are now only at 4?
Another senator is going to have to be on the committee. So we're probably going to go through that and ask for a senator for now. But September 19th, I will have on the agenda new interdisciplinary senators coming in for nomination. So it shouldn't be for that long because they'll also have to sit on 2 committees. So as soon as they're sworn in, they'll have to pick 2 more committees. Senator Mata.
And then unfortunately, I'll bring it up in my
thing. Okay. Any further questions? No? Okay. We'll move straight down to Chair of Committee on Academics, Senator Collins.
Okay, so today our meeting was kind of just like establishing what we're going to be doing for the rest of the semester. We retouched on the liaison positions that I assigned like at the end of last year, and unfortunately none of my members contacted their people like they're supposed to, but that's okay. We established a deadline this time, so they have 2 weeks from now to report back to me what they get for all those liaison positions. I think we had like office of provost, libraries, and all the other ones within academics. And then after that, I went through and like asked them which projects they want to work on throughout the year, and then they each chose 1 or 2. So Senator Wilde says she wants to work on it in an advising, like peer mentor program, like in establishing it for like all the colleges, not just like a couple. And she also wants to like maybe create like a Mind Nevada workshop since it's like all new and weird and nobody knows how to use it. Senator Sewell wants to work on with me a network night for research labs. And then she also wants to work on non-traditional lab opportunities for like students who aren't like traditional for like working in like a lab. And then Senator Amaya says she wants to help me with the extending the library hours. And then she also wants to work on professor evaluations and getting those like open to the public so we can see them. And then Senator Hudson wants to work on cheaper textbooks within the Wolf Shop. And then she also wants to work on inconsistent advising. So she wants to hopefully try to straighten out some of like the problems with advising for classes. And then Senator Wilcox wants to work on transfer student scholarships and ADA accessibility in classrooms. That's about it.
No, that's perfect. That's awesome. Thank you. With that, I know some senators in the past have worked on those items. So if you want them to like follow up with me, like for example, the professor one, you probably already know, but we can't publish their things because of like words that could be said. But we've been told in the past that we have the ability to post like numerical ratings. Like,
yeah.
How is this professor in like visual learning on a scale of 1 to 5? Like, they're very good with visuals, very bad at visuals. So I think that's like a good step to take and to like come in with that instead of being like, I don't know, we've worked on, yeah. Like, let's start from scratch. So yeah. Let your committee members know that they can come to me for questions, but great job.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Is there any questions for Senator Collins? No? Moving into agenda item D, Chair Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Grant.
So today we started financial reviews. We did 3 of them. We're going to be doing 3 of them at the meeting, and we're projected to be done by early November, which is awesome. But we'll just get them out of the way there. Then we passed some legislation for a capital expenditure. Other than that, some goals that we have. I want to include a strategic plan, start discussing that for the business side on the base one, because capital account is running a little low, and it's directly related with the wool shop. We want to discuss ways to promote the wool shop or possibly rebrand it, and that's about it.
Nice. Any questions for Senator Grant? No. I know Nick Burton was also interested in that. He mentioned that in his report, so I think that's a great job. Let me know if you need anything for the strategic plan. We do have some, No Walls 2025, and previous ones before that. So I think it's, is it Joint Vision 2017, Dr. Beatty? Joint Vision 2017. So we have examples if you ever need any of those. So great job. Chair of Committee on Civic Engagement, Senator File.
Hi guys, so at our meeting today, it was really productive and we did a lot of like big picture civic engagement stuff. So I had Amy come in to talk about the upcoming events that she has going on for the next 2 months, and Modi came in to kind of talk about pupils, and then I had Hannah come in and talk about like big like university stuff and nationwide as far as our civic engagement initiatives with NASPA and our lead initiatives, and she kind of talked about what was going on our campus and other campuses, and then we kind of dug into No Walls and part 3, which is like the community service point, and like we kind of read like the strategic like points at the bottom, and then we kind of talked about like what we were doing right now to get those finished and figured out, and it's cool because we kind of saw like that we were already like partway there. I thought it was a really productive meeting. We debriefed on Service Palooza, we talked about like what was good and what wasn't, and then we talked also about some upcoming like legislation I was thinking about, like the community service hours and outreach hours, and it's still kind of up in the air. We've been thinking about a couple different ideas, but basically like I think Dr. Beatty kind of talked about this too. I proposed the idea of having mandatory community service hours, and then we also like had like alternate ideas where we have like one community service about a month that all ASU officers can go to. So I think it's like still kind of in the works. If you guys have any suggestions or comments, just let me know or come to a committee meeting, because we're going to talk about that next committee meeting as well. Next meeting, we're going to do like a little mini like strategic plan for our committee, just like what we want to do in the upcoming semester, the next semester, and then kind of align those goals with No Walls 2025 and see what we can like start getting done. And then I guess the goals for the rest of the semester, we're working on Wolfpack Reading Week, the outreach event, and then this big event called Dog Fest, which is coming up that Amy's going to talk about more, but we're basically going to write a little binding resolution. It's a little piece of legislation for this boy who was affected by Canines for Independence, which is the organization we're working with. We're going to write a binding resolution so he can be like a senator for the day and like sit at the table with us and kind of be a part of it. We're going to also write some legislation so the dog, his like companion, could be the president for the day and like hang out with Hannah and be like fun little stuff. And then we're also going to get presentation by Amy and his parents for Canines for Independence. And then we're going to think about doing like tabling up till the week of the event, which is not till August 20. No, September 29th. And then we're also gonna do it at the event. And yeah.
Great job.
So that was no,
that's awesome. I can't wait to see what that strategic plan looks like for the committee, though. I know I saw you printing out the No Walls pamphlet for your committee, so I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
But once you get that figured out, I think that'd be really great for like other committees to also model, so we can look more into that. Are there any questions for Senator File? No? Okay. Chair of Committee on Government Operations, Senator McKee.
We finished updating the SAS for all inclusive language. Just have to write the piece of legislation. To get that put in, to make sure it's all inclusive. Moving on from there, another piece of legislation from that, from now on, to make it all inclusive language. We talked about outreach hours, and one of the main questions that we had, and Dr. Beatty touched on this a little bit too, is outreach hours with community service hours, when community service hours are directly linked to your constituents. So like at Wolf It Down, Pancake Run, that's considered a community service event, but it's also you're out there talking to constituents. And Dr. B said you choose one, either community service or outreach, and you put it under there. And I wanted to ask your guys' opinion on that. Is that how you guys would see it? Just choose one, or?
Senator File.
In my opinion, I would say it's after like the discussion of you, Anthony, and Andrea. Because if we have a different, I don't know, because you guys are the ones in charge of it, I guess. We shouldn't be the ones saying, oh, I want this to be this week and this to be something else the next week. It doesn't seem very consistent in my eyes.
Senator Monta?
You can also ask the Attorney General for his opinion.
Okay.
All right, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because that was a big piece of conversation. And then we had three pieces of legislation on the table for my committee. Two of them we tabled with further discussion with Director Warhol. And then the third one was we passed on to favorably recommend to Senate the strike the WTF Nevada manager. We like the idea behind it. It's just not updated. So we actually want to revise it and like go ahead and try to implement it again with like a newer version, maybe using Twitter instead of Facebook or something like that. But we need to sit down and actually think about it. And then Senator Wilde, she took on the project of talking to facilities to get trash cans at all program. I mean, not trash cans, recycling bins at all programming events from now on. So she's just starting out that journey out. So that's something that we're doing in the future as well.
Well, that's awesome. And I'm really glad that you're taking up WTF and trying to restructure it. But like, if we're not doing it, then we're like violating the staff. So that's awesome that you've done that. I can't wait for the pronouns about the legislation, the inclusive language one. So that's awesome. And I know you have a bill coming in after that as well.
Yeah.
Which like encourages a university to use inclusive language. So thank you. Any questions for Senator McKinney? Senator Monta.
Would you be able to send me the updates for the inclusive language?
Yeah, of course I can do that.
Awesome. Senator Monta.
I have this idea of possibly passing some type of bill where it makes it basically like every 2 or 3 years we just completely look over the SAS.
Whoa.
And just completely revise it, so that it's a requirement of like maybe it's like all the Senate or something where we all just sit down and just go over each part.
Dr. Beatty.
Tom is supposed to do that every year. That's their job.
Yeah, they're the ones that review the stats. So, and I know Senator McKinney and I, we kind of sent out like, it was in regards to like what you all did for the SAS of like finding mistakes and questions on. So I'm currently going through the SAS and like color coding everything that you found wrong.
Okay.
So based on like whether it needs to be immediately like interpreted or like addressed right away and something we like missed, or if it's like, you know, we just have questions on this and interpretation from the Attorney General. So I'm just going through and highlighting that. And that's what Attorney General Moore was talking about with Andrew McKinney, sorry, Senator McKinney and Chief Justice Crosbeck in having a meeting with that. Senator McKinney.
Yeah, honestly, that's basically all I do all the time with, like, I have a meeting with Director Batar talking about the SAS. Like, the SAS is my life currently, so that's all I'm doing. But, yeah, I understand what you were talking about.
Oh, and please let the record show that Senator Hughes entered the room at 5:17 p.m. Are there any further questions for Senator McKinney? No? Moving on to the next agenda item, Chair of Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Alvarez.
So I have a lot, so please bear with me. So right now during our committee meeting, I know I sound like a frog, I'm sorry. I'm working on understanding ballot initiatives. Our committee is working on understanding ballot initiatives. There are currently 6 ballot initiatives that's going to be available on November 6th. And so we're working on it to understand how they all impact students. And so what I want my committee to do is work with legislative affairs to understand them and create a resolution on each and every single one of them. And then I also have had my committee go up to reach out to representatives in the area. And most of us live in like different areas, so like for example, Senator Aziz actually reached out to his own representative because he lives, like, I believe, South Reno. So things like that. And then Senator Green actually reached out to Regent Geddes. So he's actually coming to a meeting on October 12th. If any of you are actually interested in trying to figure out what the regents are doing themselves. And then I also have required my committee to draft a resolution based on legislation they're finding within the next couple of weeks, just so that we have some legislation on the table. And then we also just favorably recommended a legislation that you guys will be seeing tonight. And then the 9/11 memorial is on Tuesday, and so it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And so the GivePulse page, the GivePulse sign up is on the Facebook page, and I really recommend each and every single one of you sign up. Like I said, previous meeting that it's more going to be like an educational memorial service, and so not only do we have posters that commemorate the 9/11 events of 9/11 and show like play by play, but there's also like iPads that are going to be showing like an interactive type of thing. I haven't seen it personally, but Monique said it was like amazing, and so I trust Monique and her judgment based on that. And so it's going to be all on the tables, and so we're just going to be tabling out in front of the Joe. And then on Monday night, September 10th at 9 p.m., we're going to be doing the flags, and we found out that we're actually going to do it in the Casey Lawn, and we're just going to line them around. We have a whole bunch of flags, so I need as much help as I can get. Thank you to everyone who have already expressed that they're doing it. And then the Veteran Luncheon, it's November 8th from 11 to 1:30 p.m. in the Blind Onion. The GivePulse page will also be released in the next couple weeks, and then I am really recommend that each and every single one of you also attend that, just because our veterans and the dependents of veterans are actually going to be showing up, and our veteran services will be there too. And so, furthermore, I've been working with Director Worrell on bill draft requests. She's to show me how she's been tracking legislation and all the different legislation that's being built through the legislature right now. And for me personally, I'm working on a plan for the future chair of this committee during stagnant years, since the legislature is only available every 2 years, and so I want to make sure that they have things that they are able to do. And then lastly, my goal for the course of the year is to get my entire committee out to testify at the legislature based on what resolutions they've written, so that's going to be something that I'm hopefully going to be working on. Yeah. Sorry, that was long.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Senator Alvarez? No? Great update. I'm very excited for the part of where you're creating something for hopefully the Public Affairs Chair to do during a non-active session. So great job with that. Moving forward, Chair of Committee on University Affairs, Senator Mata.
Hey guys. So our last meeting was sadly canceled because we couldn't make quorum, but we still talked. It wasn't an official meeting. We didn't have anything to vote on, so we still all got together and talked. And I still can't pronounce it. The person in charge of graduation, Melissa
Shirozi,
yes. She still came in and we still talked to her, and she gave us a lot of information about the graduation fee increase. And a lot of people came up with some really good ideas on how to basically get it out for students before they say anything about it. So we're thinking just basically tabling, or just even just getting our names and going down to the first floor of the Joe. Just saying, like, hey, we're senators, there's going to be a graduation fee increase. What do you want to know about it? And Senator Wilde and Senator Giant are going to be working on with Inkblot to make it, like, possibly like a pamphlet. So it has all the basic information, like, this is when it was last increased, this is why we're increasing it, things like that. And then we're hoping to do it before mid-October, because that's kind of the deadline for the fee increase in general. So they're going to be contacting Inkblot about that. Other than that, we have the campus safety walk. We couldn't make a definitive date because we didn't have an official meeting, but I know it's going to be sometime end of September, early October, and we have a route down of just where we want to go, and we're hoping to get everybody in the committee to do it, but but everybody in Senate is welcome. And we're basically going to start at the south end of campus and just like zigzag our way up and around. And there's a couple specific points we want to hit because I know at the LLC, the blue emergency telephone was spray painted over in the summer and it hasn't been fixed. And then over here on Evans, it's extremely dark and a lot of students live up there, so we're going to see what we can do about it, as well as the crosswalk coming out of 9 Hall. There's been like a lot of almost accidents there, so we want to make sure that we want to see what we can do as ACF editors to help with that. Other than that, I've been trying to get into contact with someone from the Interfraternity Council. So a bunch of fraternities and sororities were officially not recognized by the university anymore because they didn't want to comply with certain rules that just came out. So I want to see what's going on with that because I know there's a lot of tension between them and the university right now. And I want to bring somebody in to talk with our committee. I know Brennan Jordan is a part of that, but I also want to make sure that it doesn't interfere with his like position in ASUN. So it's a little hard to like try to get people in, but I have been in contact with them and I want to do it the best way possible.
Dr. Beatty.
Brennan Jordan might be a conflict.
Yeah, that's why.
Are you looking at talking to students or administration?
I want to talk to people in the councils of students.
I would maybe contact Kenny and Kaplan and see if she could recommend anybody because she's the director of returning the story back.
Senator McKinney.
I have to say it through the...
Yeah, through the speaker to Senator Mata.
Through the speaker to Senator Mata. Are you talking about the Interfraternity Council or the Independent Interfraternity Council? Because the independent one is not associated with it. The independent one is not associated with it, and the independent is associated with it. So if you're talking about Brennan Jordan, that's the independent one that's not recognized by the school.
What I was talking about is recently, I think it was just this year, three specific really big fraternities officially decided that they don't want to be recognized by the university. And the university has been putting out a lot of stuff of like, I saw a couple of flyers that says like, know the difference between recognized and not recognized because you won't get certain things. And I felt as if it was very passive aggressive. So I want to do my best to ease tensions between them. And I don't want to try to make them recognized. I just want to make sure that they feel as if they are on campus still.
Dr. Beatty.
Yeah. So I think she's talking about I.
I just wanted to know, because she said that.
I just know that Megan Pepper knows everyone in all of those organizations.
Because I know Megan Pepper is not talking to us whatsoever.
Oh, really?
So that's why I'm saying Megan Pepper is not the person to go to about that, because she doesn't reply to anything that any emails that we're sending.
I think for that, contacting Megan Pepper first would be okay to get in contact with IFC and Panhellenic. And MGC, and then if you would like to go from there, once you've asked Megan Pepper for contact information on IIFC, you can go from there. So if it's given to you or if it's not given to you, there are definitely members on campus. But
also, I just want to make it really clear, like, I have in no way ever participated in anything that has to do with returning your sorority life, so I would love advice on it.
Yeah. And this could also be done like after me if you want to tell Senator Mata this, or like contact information so that may assist Senator Mata better in trying to amend those situations. So are there any further comments on that? Secretary Goodwin.
I believe in the 83rd session there was a resolution that was passed to get one of those crosswalks with the flashing lights to go on Evans. I can look it up and send it to you if you want.
Dr. Beatty.
Yeah, Senator Mealberg started it, and we still have the paperwork because she submitted it to FRC somewhere, so let me take it.
And then I could also get you in contact with Senator Gamberg. I still have contact information with her. Secretary Godoy.
I think it started with Billy Caro in 82nd.
I don't know, the FRC paperwork, that's the FRC one.
Oh, I know, because I know Millie Carroll also did more blue light, the blue light bulb things going on campus. So if you want that one too, I can see if I can find it.
Yes, please.
Senator Mata.
I don't know if it passed, so I can get that one.
Senator Mata.
And then when you say FRC, what is it?
This is Dr. Beanie.
The Facilities Resource Committee.
Okay.
So anytime you look at anything, I don't think it was at the end of her tenure. So Hannah sits on the facility, or sorry, President Jackson sits on the Facility Resource Committee, and it's run by Provost Burton. And basically anything that happens on campus that involves building, construction, painting, whatever, goes to that committee. And then, so there was extensive paperwork I think she filled out to look into. Oh, you know what? It wasn't Amber. You're right, Andrea. Because she did the ones to do the electronic kiosks. To change the, you know, HN is the paper kiosks right now, so it's sort of posting money and posters and stuff. She was starting the process to do electronic kiosks.
Yeah, I remember that.
Super expensive.
I didn't know because it was
expensive.
Sorry,
Camden. Awesome. Thank you. Senator Mata.
That's great because you guys can all send them to me, but also pass that one more update. I'm in the process of getting the gay pride flag updated in the center, and then I'm also in the process of contacting someone from the center to come to our committee to talk to us because I do want to get the center more engaged with ACLN. And then also I just think, so I'm planning, I haven't contacted anyone about it, but basically just like an LGBT exclusive event where just people in the LGBT community can just meet up with each other because a lot of people don't know about the community in general. I have been a little worried about it, so I haven't contacted anyone in specific because a lot of times when I bring up exclusive events like this, because it originally started, like this idea originally started as just for transgender people, and a lot of the comments I got back on it were that it's too exclusive and that people are going to feel left out, and I don't want to do that, but I also feel personally that it's meant to be exclusive, so I wanted to get opinions on that.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. And then I think contacting Director Amirzada would be very beneficial to that. Assistant Director Purdue. And then if you need connections to the center, I know some. I know Senator Alvarez does as well. So can you do that information, that contact information, right away? And I think working with New Student Initiatives as well, Karen Dunlop, because she also plans like these barbecues in regards to like students of color, students from the Latinx community, LGBT students, so you can see what she did in order to plan those events and cater them to those students and what she decided to plan for those events. So just let me know, I can get you that contact information. Are there any further questions for Senator Mata? No? And then I'm actually going to go back into the agenda, agenda item 5B, Speaker Pro Tempore, Senator Hughes. If you have any updates for us on interns or the program?
Well, we just interviewed like 40 people, and it was phenomenal. We really got some great interns this year. We still have more people Sunday, but I'm so excited for it. And they're really just great individuals. So you'll all love them. And so I just really appreciate it if you guys could get back to me. So here's the thing. We're short the College of Ag, Kavner, and we're short
DHS,
and then we're short two interdisciplinary, right? And so we're hiring Sunday. And so I would love to take as many interns as we could in order to, like, if we were a full Senate, everybody would have an intern, but that would mean until those, like, seats were filled, people would have to double up, possibly. And so I sent out an email. Did you guys get that? Okay.
Yes.
So I would love it if you guys could help me. I initially wasn't going to take an intern because I kind of have all of the interns. It's something that a lot of us were planning on, like all of the assistant directors weren't planning on taking an intern. But for that time being, I will take one if we have enough people, because I don't want to turn people away if we're going to have spots available with the company. So if you guys could like reach out to the other senators and really push for them to help me out there, and then get your sheets back to me, I would really appreciate it, because they're really great. So you guys are going to be happy, it'll be worth it.
Questions for Senator Hughes, Senator Flatt.
Wait, do you want us to take one of them through the speaker? Do you want us to take more than one?
If you're willing to, let me know.
Yeah, just send Senator Hughes an email. I think that'd be best for her to keep track of. Senator Alvarez.
Through the speaker to Senator Hughes, so if those spots are fulfilled, will we have to give up an intern? Okay. I don't mean to make it sound like they're property, but like,
you know, I mean, like, yeah.
You could always help in the transition. Of course, since they're going to be a new senator, you can help the intern in the transition of taking on and working with the new senator. And you can, of course, be there. And if anything, if you have another intern and a new senator comes in, it could be good for both of you because you could train that other senator and the intern, and you can work together with them. So.
Also, by no means, when you get your intern, like, I'll pair them, but by no means you just have to spend time with that intern. Like, please don't do that. Please, like, reach out to all the interns that you can and, like, talk to them because they'll get more from everyone if they're talking to everyone than if they're just talking to one person. So, keep that in mind.
Thank you. Any other questions for Senator Hughes? Senator Montana.
So when we were reviewing the SAS, I had the part about the legislative interns. Are we going to be striking that through speaker
teeth? I've been so busy. I haven't even looked at that. Dr. E or Anthony?
Yes.
So in the SAS, it says that like we have to elect one chair and one like speaker within the interns. And I know that hasn't been done. But it's in the SAS. But I don't want to just like have one the whole
time. Dr. Beatty.
So logic fallacies, right? Remember when we go back to the slippery slope? Uh-huh. Just because they didn't do it, I shouldn't have to do it.
Yeah, well that's why we're talking about striking.
They're lucky they weren't brought up on charges, right? If it says it in the SAS and Senate doesn't agree with it, strike it. Right? If Senate agrees with it, then you should probably follow it. Because I know Omar, the book attorney general, probably.
Yeah, I would say just bring it up to the table and ask Senate to strike it. I know, sorry, Dr. Beatty.
Sorry, and I really like Hannah's year where they did a different student every week, chairman, so they all got a chance to do it.
That was my year. Hannah did it differently where no one was a chair. So Hannah had no chairs, and I had a different chair every week. So we just adapted it. I would say, like, strike it or look into it more, but I know Hannah started it, and she was like, I didn't do it. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do it either. But now it's in the SAS, which we didn't see. So making sure we strike that would be best if you plan on taking a different model. Senator Hughes and Mottub and McKinney.
So could we backtrack that?
Yeah, because we would do that immediately.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Senator Mata.
If you feel as if like you're gonna be doing something different every year, I would say strike it. But if you feel like you have a solid plan, like if you're gonna be following what Speaker Martinez did, because I was in the interns with Speaker Martinez and I thought it was very helpful. So if you want to keep up with that plan, I would say just revise it, don't strike it.
Senator McKinney.
Through the speaker to Senator Hughes, if you want to sit down, we can do that ASAP. Okay. Just go through the SAS and just revise everything.
Senator Hughes.
Could I get your guys' input on that? Because personally, I think, like, I would like the pro tem to kind of have leeway with that, like, regarding chairs and speakers and electing those and how they do it. Okay. So I don't know if that should be bound by the SAS, so I just kind of want your guys' opinion.
And then please let the record show that Senator Flatt left the room at 5:35 p.m. and then Senator Collins and then Senator McKinney.
So, yeah, like Senator Moth said, like, we were both interns and, like, we really liked how Anthony did it, where we, like, each week there was a different speaker and, like, I think we had a pro temp as well. But, like, just, like, doing it that way gave, like, the interns, like, a chance to, like, each of them got to be a leader instead of just having one leader like run the whole thing. And so like in my opinion it'd probably be best to like strike it so you have your own like way you can do things the way you want to do it. so you don't have to like follow that.
Senator McKinney, then Monta.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of like your thing, you know, it's like the internship's under you. So I think leeway is 100% have to do with it. It just depends how we're going to have to word that in the SAS. So it's not like flimsy. It's not like, oh, the speaker pro temp will do whatever they want. It's just like following a guideline. But like, we just have to word it correctly, I think.
Monta Ben Alvarez.
In the SAS, there is a section for like application process and like appointment, and it's just like 3 points, A, B, C, and it's just like kind of vague, so you can just strike the secretary, vice chair, and chair part, and then just put in something along the lines of like, just like a vague thing of just like, this is what the speaker pro temp is in charge of when they make the plan for the semester.
Senator Alvarez.
Two things. For clarification, like they, because it was very different my year, it didn't feel as structured. So when it comes to the interns, like they get to be, they elect who's like a speaker, like have elections, correct? And so they mimic our structure, correct? Okay. I personally feel like they should have that type of structure to like function as like to mimic our session. In a sense, not saying like obviously they're us, but like if they, because I feel like the initial goal for the internship program within our department is to eventually have them run as senators and have that experience. Does that make sense? And so, not having that type of structure and have them have like that type of like election cycle where they're like not competing for a position, but you know. I feel like it's more effective that way, in a sense, because I didn't have that my year, and I wish we like had that structure so we're able to understand what chairs are doing and what speaker pro temp is doing and what speaker is also doing. And so, second, if we strike this, what would you your idea to be replaced with it? Because I feel like the internship program should have some structure.
Senator Hughes and Mata.
Obviously, I was just going to sit down with Senator McKinney after this, but me personally, I was going to do it, or Speaker Martinez did. I just think, like, in the future, I don't, like, are they going, is this, like, they probably had the same logic when this part was implemented into the SAS, so I don't, like, if the next Senate elects a Speaker Pro Tem and they choose that person to run the program, and they decide to do it differently. I personally think that that's on the Senate that elected the Speaker Pro Tem board. So I don't know if that. I don't know if I think it should be implemented, like laid out in the SAS. I think that's kind of the Speaker's job, because, or the Speaker Pro Tem board, because in the SAS it says that it's the Speaker Pro Tem board's job to make the curriculum. So that's kind of like dictating the curriculum already, or like the structure of it, in my opinion. But I'm open to discuss it.
Please, the record show that Senator Fowle entered the room at 5:39 p.m. and Dr. Beatty.
Yeah, and you could just put in there that the internship Senate meetings will have a speaker pro temp or parliamentarian if you want. Speaker pro temp or the methodology is which will be left up to the Senate speaker pro temp. Okay. And that way they can change how they want to do it.
Is there any further discussion on that? Senator Mata?
When I talked to Anna briefly about it when I was talking to Chief of Staff Dudger, because she said when she was an intern, they actually followed what is in the SAS of like they elected a chair and a vice chair, and she was elected as chair, and what she had to say about it is that when she was an intern, she felt as if she got a lot out of the internship, but not all of the other interns. Like they didn't get as much experience as her, so I think that's one of the big things to take out those positions of like choosing one person as it says in the SAS. And then also when I was an intern, one of the biggest complaints I had and other interns had is that we just weren't with our senators enough, and that was on them as senators. So I think there should definitely be some more accountability for the senators and their. Because I met with my senator the exact required amount because she counted and then left.
Thank you for that, Senator Montana. Is there any further questions for Senator Hughes? No. Thank you so much, Senator Hughes. But yes, we will fast track that legislation just because the internship is coming up and you'll need to make your curriculum as soon as you get those interns. So just let me know when you want to put that through and just send that to me Thursday, 5 p.m. Moving forward, Chair of Committee on Oversight. So for me, I'll inform you all in an email of elect all, and I'll be CCing Gabby Ortiz Flores. I think having more volunteers for that, the better. And again, as I had said, you all come from different backgrounds, no matter what it may be, so being able to plan different ones would be very, very beneficial. Next up, I'll be contacting you all for one-on-ones, so make sure your calendars are open, whether we have to do this on a weekend or a Sunday. I want to see how you're all doing. Senator Collins and Senator Alvarez have already kind of done this, but they've informed me of struggles that they're having, or advice that they need, or just different ways of, you know, leading their committee. And it's very beneficial to me because it gives me an update of where you are, and I hope it's beneficial to them because I give them different strategies to take. So doing that would really help me out, and hopefully I want to help you all out and assist you in any way I can. And then after that, I want you all to know my next challenge to you is to co-sponsor legislation with a senator you don't see as active. It's no secret that you all push through a lot of legislation. You're doing amazing projects and you're doing amazing things. So my next challenge is to, you know, have a senator work with you, show them how to write legislation, you know, show them the process. I think it's very important. If they didn't do anything, don't put their name on it. But if they did and they're trying and they're assisting you, don't be afraid to, you know, show them the way. Sometimes they just need a little bit of guidance. They need that push. So my next challenge to you is co-sponsorship with another senator. And then finally, for legislation coming in early. So right now, Senate is set up on Wednesday, and you all have committees on like Thursday and Friday. If you want legislation on the table, you don't have to have your meeting before. I agendize on Thursday, 5 p.m. So we have Senate on Wednesday, and the next day I have to agendize because it's due Friday at 9 p.m. You can send me your legislation for your committee that you have on Thursday and Friday. Does that make sense? So, like, if you have legislation on Friday and we're having Senate that Wednesday, you can be like, hey, Anthony, I'm sending you my legislation on Thursday. And you send that to me, and I'll put it on the agenda for Wednesday. But if it fails, I will not read it at the Senate table. But getting it on the table as soon as we can is better. So, does anyone have any questions on that? I know there's a little confusion this time, so I just wanted to clarify. Senator Mata.
I was wondering if we can draft legislation as a committee. So, like, if one of the items on the agenda could be writing a piece of legislation.
Dr. Beattie, do you have an answer for that? I would say for writing legislation, do it privately, because it is a long process, and there's probably a lot of discussion that would go around on it. So if you're writing legislation, that's one part. I know if you want to learn how to write legislation, that's when I'm going to like counsel Senate one day, and I'll be asking you all more about that and what you want to learn. I think legislation is one of them. So if you have like questions or like things you think senators should know about, Senator Mata, please let me know, because I'm trying to figure it out too. So if you already know some key points of things senators need to work on, that'd be perfect, so that way I can train them on it. And so can Secretary Godoy. Senator Mata.
It didn't necessarily have to do with that. It's just that my committee would do a lot of things like together, and I want to get like all their opinions on it when I write it, but also most of it isn't just my opinion. And like everyone's contributing a lot, like I'm really proud of my committee, and so that's why I kind of like want to put all our names on it kind of thing.
Dr. Beattie.
Put as many names as you want on a piece of legislation. I just would advise writing it in an open meeting. Right, with proper tools when you really want to be brainstorming and talking. But yeah, you could have 6, 10 full names on this legislation.
Senator Powell.
I don't know if exactly what you're asking, but what I did today is I'm thinking about writing a new piece of legislation, and I just asked my community members like their thoughts and opinions on it and got a bunch of different feedback. Is that what you mean?
That, yeah, and then what you could also do, if that committee time is the only time your senators can meet, you can agendize like once, and then next week instead of agendizing, you can be like, hey, we're going to meet up and write a piece of legislation together, and you guys can brainstorm there, and then next week you would have to host a meeting because of points, but your meetings can be every other week. Senator Mata.
Speaking of that, my next question is, if somebody is going to be forced to go on to my committee, and they can't necessarily meet when my committee meets. What is going to happen if I don't meet quorum next week?
Secretary Godoy, do you know Dr. Beatty?
Hey, no one's going to be forced to go on committee. Someone's going to volunteer, and they're not going to volunteer unless they can meet at your committee time. It's your job to post agendas and hold meetings. You can't feel capable if senators don't show up. I don't think that you get points from it. We could ask the Attorney General, but if you post it and everyone's agreed to meet at that time, like happened this last meeting, I don't think you're responsible for that. You can't chase people down and drag them in, right? You did everything within your power to hold that meeting. So I personally don't think that you're held accountable. We can ask the Attorney General if that's a different opinion, but I can't see how you can be held accountable when everybody agreed to meet, selected a time together, and then didn't show up.
Senator Mata.
And then I was thinking of also changing my committee time to try to accommodate for more people. I'm so sorry, AJ. but your problem is I'm currently running out of days to have enough time to post. Like, I need those 3 days. So, like, I can't do it on, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday anymore. So, like, if it turns out that they just can't meet those days, like, I'm just confused. Like, what should I do?
That's a conversation we can have after, and I can break it down for you.
Okay.
So if we have further, we can break that down for you, though. Secretary Godoy and I can break that more down. Secretary Godoy.
Okay, so in the past, when a senator tried to hold a meeting and quorum fell through, we didn't give them points because they attempted to. Mm-hmm. So points are only given if, like, you've had plenty of time to post the agenda, like, the meeting was coming up and you forgot or you didn't do it. So, like, for this week, you won't get points because you did your part. You tried to have your meeting, you let the chairs or your members know, and they all knew it wasn't your fault they didn't show up on time. Mm-hmm. Also, it's hard right now because you guys are now going to be missing. You were missing 3 as it is, and now you're going to miss 4. So that's putting a strain on everybody. People are going to have to sit on 3 or 4 for now until all the seats get filled. Mm-hmm. So it might be hard to make times right now, but, like, you can make it work. As long as you guys try, it'll be fine.
Dr.
Beatty. And there are some committees that have extra people, so Speaker Martinez can. There's those committees with extra people that people shift, so people aren't picking up extra committees, right?
Yeah, and we'll have a log of who's on which committee for the next Senate meeting, so I'll make sure of that.
Okay.
Are there any further questions for my report? No? And then with that, we'll move in. Down into agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, I'll move into agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 5:50 p.m.